Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's about 10 minutes to the start.
Just milling round the start.
It's an odd time now because it's gone 10, but we haven't started yet.
A couple of minutes before the start. We just see Mo Farah warming up.
As a man dressed as an Aston Martin.
He looks fairly chipper, doesn't he?
Morning, running commentary. We are about to run the London Marathon. It is a bit cold. It's nice, but it's nippy.
Yes.
It's not that windy, though. It was raining in the night. Stormy yesterday.
Yes. It's fresh, isn't it? A massive contrast to last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you've never experienced this crazy new start.
Yeah.
This is a hospitality celebrity start. So right. We can see Gabby Logan out there.
Is that where we need to be? Is that where they're going to
take
us?
Yeah, let's go over there.
Right, okay. They're going to take us over.
We haven't started yet. You don't have to pay any attention to us. You'll notice we're not even breathing.
No, they're going to filter us through. Ooh, sorry, Liv. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. That's Paul wishing Emily Maresmo good luck.
Brush shoulders with... was that Judy Murray? Hello, mate.
No, that's a bloke.
No, that was Judy Murray.
Was it? I was...
No, we've been staring at Andy for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, Paul wouldn't let me ask him for a selfie. But it's very inspiring just to be near Murray.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
With this encouraging, you can do the voice, and it's just over there. No, it's not appropriate to do any money voice.
I thought he was running then. I'd been amazed if he'd been running with his old hip.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's the point.
Those old hip injuries.
But no, he's here for Emily, which just goes to show what a great coach he is.
Yeah. Of course. It's
there he goes, he's gone.
Is that his coach then? I'm confused. That's
his
coach.
He coaches her.
Right, okay.
Here he is.
Presumptuous.
Ed Gamble. Yeah. Ed Gamble on my mic. That's Ed Gamble and Emily Maresmo. Oh, it's cold now, isn't it? I think 2.5 in this temperature. I'm running. Why am I running? Between the hedges along the red carpet they put out for you, Paul, which is nice.
All right, so there's the... Yeah, let's go.
There we go, have fun.
Let's filter in. Come on.
Okay. Whoa! It's exciting, isn't it?
Here we go. Here we go.
2019! We're London Marathon!
Press, there we go.
That's us going over the mats.
We're off. And we're starting.
This is it.
Yeah, we're off.
It's too exciting, I can't hear you. This podcast thing's not going to work.
Yeah.
Ah, it's good to start, isn't it?
It is fun.
That way, there goes the Parkinson's guy. Yeah. Go on, Parkinson's. So we've obviously been hanging around in the VIP tent, just getting more and more edgy and going to the toilet.
Waiting to go.
Incredible numbers of times, haven't we?
Yes. Are you... Still feel there might be a development in that area. I'm not going to focus on it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going
to... Well, remember, you don't have to do it in 2:59, so you're actually allowed to stop and go into a... You don't have to just stop and drop.
No.
Remember that, Paul, please. Ah, already great. Here's support. Helicopter overhead. This is the first time I've ever done this bit without music.
Right. There's Heathside.
It's someone from Heathside?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
It's hard to recognise him from here.
Now, I've got no idea what pace they're doing, but of course...
We're going a bit too fast.
These are all the very fast runners, so he's up. Oh, come on.
Yeah, these are the...
Slow down already.
Club runners.
Let's not spend any energy. Oh, yeah,
we're going at about 8:10 pace, so that's
okay,
all right.
That's not... That's okay. So, it's the very beginning of the London Virgin Money London Marathon 2019, and it's...
Lots of
cheering. Cold.
Yeah. It's fairly free. It's really good conditions for
it's
running.
It's perfect, isn't it? There's no sun, but it's mild.
Yeah.
There's no rain, no wind, and it's nippy.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be better, really.
That's perfect.
Although right now, I'm kind of freezing. We're wearing... What did you go for? I've got these kind of cycle shorts with shorts over the top, so you don't have to see my lycra-ness.
Right.
But they're nice and bodycon. We've got high-end running tops for New Balance.
Oh, very
emblazoned
high-end.
With their own faces.
We're merched up this morning.
But no one's noticing that because we're also wearing two microphones on our face each.
Looking
which is crazy.
Looking more ridiculous than all right, mate. Good luck.
Who was that?
Some bloke.
Nice.
Some bloke who gave us a thumbs up.
Checked in with Nell on the start line.
She's so sweet, isn't she, Nell?
She's lovely. Yeah, really nice.
Real sweetheart.
And Ed Gamble. He's also a lovely bloke. He's only over there, actually.
Is he?
That's it. I can still see Ed. Nell's nearing the finish line now.
And I got confused about Judy Murray. I got really confused.
Well, you said
I thought there's Andy Murray with Judy Murray.
Yeah, and it was just Andy Murray with some bloke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Harsh on Judy. She is a Strictly fan. I never would have. Ah, mind the wire. Is it any important? Yeah, good.
There goes the recording. What happened?
Yeah, he kind of tugged on the wire at the back there. So that's probably the end of it. I'm going to have to, but we'll have to pull up.
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Come up to the side. It's all right. Pull over to the side and have a look.
Let's do this. Hold this.
Sorry, mate.
And we got that far.
Yeah.
And these guys are from France.
Hump. So some people are wearing headphones. Are you allowed to wear headphones?
Yeah, totally.
Are you? I didn't realise.
Yeah, it's only snarky, miserable runs where you're not allowed to wear headphones.
Oh, okay.
Generally, they just say, make sure you can hear the stewards.
Right, okay.
Which I think is much more
reasonable.
But then every now and again, I enter a run, and they say, we find it's much safer.
Right.
No one wears headphones.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and I find it's much rubbisher. Unless I've got Paul with me.
I don't like it. So bored already, aren't they?
Hump. That guy's got the hump.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. I'm going to have to up the quality of the comedy if we're going to be talking for 4 hours.
It's funny, some
okay,
people.
This shirt is good. Back of his shirt says the GAY Foundation. Hashtag sponsor me, bitches. And then, half two this morning, someone went past my house on a very noisy motorbike.
Revving up.
Yeah, I think it was Evel Knievel. Could have been Eddie Kidd. Anyway, I woke up. I was awake for about an hour.
Heard just quite anxiety,
a heavy storm coming.
Yeah.
And then my wife had a coughing fit and she felt really bad. She's going, I've woken you up. I was like, I was already awake. And she's going, I'm trying not to cough. It's pretty dramatic. Back at Deering Towers at 2:15 in the morning.
But other than that, not too worrisome.
No.
A start to the...
No, I did some gigs. I think that from our point of view, there's a balance, isn't there? You need to rest, but if you didn't do any gigs in the week, you'd just be freaking out.
Yeah, you could do.
I think one night off is enough.
I'll grab a bit of water.
Maybe two, three, four. Just going for water.
Cheers, love.
I didn't see that water station coming, so I'm in everyone's way. Yeah. There we go.
Bit of book sense.
We must be coming to the end of single-use plastic bottles. They're still using them this year. I think there was a plan not to, but they didn't do it.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of other things differently, haven't they? That you don't have to print out your letter.
Right.
They don't give you loads of paper freebies at the expo.
Right. I noticed a bit more paraphernalia generally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 4 miles. 35 minutes.
Yeah.
There goes Phil. Go on, Phil!
Phil's tooled up.
Yep.
Phil's flags.
Teely boppers.
Yeah.
Gels. Unicycle. He's not really on a unicycle, that was a joke. Oh, that man. You can see him as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. There's a man wearing only shorts.
Yeah.
But he is purple all over.
Hence a tone purple. Nice. Looking fit and strong like some.
Yeah. He must
superhero.
Be cold.
Yeah.
He must be cold. He hasn't thought that through.
It just started to rain.
Yeah.
Bit of wind. Oh my god! Oh my god, she's crossing the road!
What are you
she's
doing?
Crossing the road!
What are you doing?
Oh my god! Kids, babies falling, kids, people crossing the road.
What, cheeky road crossers. You rarely see them, and she did it just then, but in Berlin, there's a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Few people don't know how close they came to a daring pushover.
Right.
Get out of the way!
Yeah.
Which is not the attitude, is it?
No. Totally, this is where
should
I get
should pop into Pepe's poo-poo?
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
I'd like to pop into Pepe's poo-poo. Pop in.
Up.
Oh. Whoops!
So it's about this time where you feel you're feeling a bit of flow, aren't you, when you're running?
Yeah.
You sort of warmed up a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there is space, isn't there? I mean, it's crowded, but there's space.
Yeah, yeah. It's, it would be awful if it was all the time.
Yeah.
Also, I think we're lucky the pace we run at, there's quite a broad spectrum of pace that you can kind of fall in with.
Right.
You know? Whereas I think if you're kind of running, but running slow, and you're in the run-walk era.
Yeah.
Then it's probably,
that can get a bit
there's
tricky.
A lot more in the shakedown, you know?
Yeah.
We're all running at different paces, but everyone here is running, which makes the thing flow very smoothly.
Some people are coming through, yeah.
There's equally, of course, this is London Marathon, there'll be people running and walking, people walking all the way.
Yeah.
And that's good too.
Yeah. I'm enjoying my little scuttle. Not feeling tired, it's one of those that you get more tired the longer it goes on, don't you?
What's that?
Well, you get more tired the longer it goes on.
No, I don't understand.
With this one.
You're like a doctor.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. But it's good to get to it and know it.
It's good to get to halfway.
Get to it and see how we feel, you know.
Yeah.
I think what you said earlier on is true and worth remembering is that you're kind of training for it while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know, years ago we ran with the tribe guys who'd run 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
And we said, how did you train for that? They said, well, we didn't bother because you knew we were going to run 1,000 miles. So, you know, what you got there is a 900-mile run with 100 miles training built in.
Yeah, we just set off. Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Certainly, makes a lot of sense to someone who's too busy living the high life in the Middle East.
Yes, of course.
To train properly. The toilet's coming up, Paul. Do you need to go?
I think I'm going to be all right with this one. I think so.
Me too. I asked Paul if he wanted a wee.
Yeah.
And then he said no. And then you went for one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. And I just felt like the urge. And I'm so hydrated.
Yeah.
But you still have to keep drinking. That's the thing.
Oh, absolutely. Because you're using it.
Yeah.
Who's got the comedy about that? Someone's got some really good... Oh, I think it's Tom Rigglesworth. He's got comedy about Muslim guys going on a big night out.
Yeah.
Drinking. Oh, I've just had... I've had too much water.
Yeah.
It's so hydrated, I just got to head home.
It was like that in Oman.
Yeah.
When we did gigs with the McIntyre, there was no booze at the venue.
Yeah.
And the queue for water was massive in the interval.
Yeah. It's like the 90s.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Right, I was just got a little stitch. It's tricky, the stitch thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it can get very painful.
Yeah, but you wouldn't stop for a stitch, though, would you?
It depends how painful. I can understand the urge to stop. But having said that, I've never, ever, ever stopped in a marathon.
Today's the day!
I don't think
you
so.
You said it!
I don't
said
think
it.
So. Come what may.
Come what may! Come on, mate. Get him.
Get Stuart Lee.
I don't need sweets, bruv. And the little kid looked like Stuart Lee, and he said to you, Paul, come on, you can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to count, doesn't it?
You can do this.
Give it an hour, and that's going to make us cry.
Now, you make him cry.
I have stopped completely and walked.
There's nothing wrong with that.
In marathons.
I'm not saying...
I always run through a stitch. I think it's pure strictness.
I'm not saying...
Strictness. It's one of those things that I just, years ago,
whoa,
I told myself
bang, bang, bang,
that the stitch kind of doesn't count.
Right.
So I just ignore it.
Yeah, there can be a
it's very Mickey
painful.
D, you know, it's like,
yeah,
just pain.
Input, output. Weakness leaving the body in the form of a stitch.
Because it hurts. Because your lungs are having trouble with the physical exploits.
That was the most pathetic musical accompaniment I've ever seen.
What happened? Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that was good.
Morris!
Morris! Morris! Morris! Kids, boom, 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 boom.
That was some Morris dance as well, and a man called Morris, by the way.
I'm high-fiving everyone now.
Yeah. You just slapped an old woman in the face.
Yeah. Quick elbow.
I'll high-five anything.
Ooh, ooh.
You just battered a bowl of jelly babies out of a man's
hand. Yeah, I actually did. Boom.
I got a challenge for you. When we get to this footbridge, covered in people just watching.
Right.
We're going to get them all cheering really loud.
Yeah.
You ready for
we
that?
We can do that, yeah.
We're in Rotherhithe, by the way.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's a nice ongoing thing. Yeah, for the sake of the record, working out where the hell we are.
Yeah. Can we do Rotherhithe?
Go on, Bear Band.
Hey.
I think they were foxes, actually. That's good. Did you hear that drum? That's great.
Yeah, it was good when he got
there. That's a little kid giving it a bit of snare. Okay. Here comes that bridge.
Then what?
He's cheering. She's cheering.
Nice.
A lot of individual support coming now. But here comes the bridge. They've got signs.
Not yet.
They're watching
Not
us.
Yet.
Go at the lamppost.
One, two,
three, two, one.
On the bridge!
On the bridge! Yes, sir!
The big thing will be whether, for me mentally, whether I can just hold it together.
Yeah.
Because like in that long run the other week, when I lost it, I just really lost it.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like
yeah.
12-minute miles by the end. Just yeah, completely
yeah.
gone, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a mental state, really.
Absolutely. But equally, if that's where we go, that's where we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that you've got that in mind, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you have to get your head down and dig out that last. Because yeah. like you got your 17 to your 20 in here. You know what I mean? That last 3 miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever happens 20 to 23
yeah.
for both of us,
yeah,
that's what happens.
That's what happens, yeah. Let's do it.
It's still early days. Well, then we're closing in on halfway now.
No, we are. We're getting a little bit closer.
And building up to the excitement on this stage just builds up steadily and steadily to Tower Bridge and then hits a peak.
Yeah.
That'd be about the next...
Then you're thrown out again.
Yeah. I'd love to drink this water. I'm going to do it. I can't.
Can you not drink it?
No, I can do it. It's just hitting the microphones. Here we go. I think, it's the banana.
Yeah. He's going to become a theme, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's giving us the slip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's running quite well.
Doing it by the skin of his teeth. It's very appealing.
I thought he was going to peel off, but...
Let's see if we can potassium up.
He's actually put his banana hat on, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But he can't hide from us.
No. Okay. Chucking my bottle
go for
to
it.
The side.
Yeah.
Classic.
There we go.
Oh.
There, I see a sign for toilets.
Yes!
Yeah! Bouncing to...
So those toilets we were wrapping up for didn't exist?
22 kilometres.
In the back of all the tops, it says Runcom Pod.
All right.
Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Runcom Pod has not put a new picture on Instagram for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'll get back out there.
It's going to happen.
I just don't know how to run two Instagrams. So... If you do go to Runcom Pod on Instagram and you're disappointed, go to Rob Deering and then you'll see.
What is this? What is this? Cheers, love.
This guy's mad for gels.
It's a gel.
I'll take a gel off anyone.
Yeah, I thought they were like those sachet things, but no. We'll take a gel.
Give them to kids.
Yeah.
Give the gels to the kids.
Yeah.
They need energy for the day ahead. Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you.
These guys are up running 2.5. 2:30 runners.
Yeah, they'll be about 2:25, 2:30, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Someone brought their sign from the last time they came to the centre town.
Bollocks to Brexit. Yeah, there's been a few political signs, yeah.
Yeah. One of the New York, pretty much every sign somehow combined an empowering running message with a diss
with
to
a
Trump.
A big old Trump
sign. It's about like 90% Trump diss marathon signs. You know who couldn't run this marathon? Donald Trump.
Yeah. There's been now saw one saying you're running better than the government.
Oh. There you go, that kind of thing. Come to think of it, that does make more sense than what I said.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Go! Oh, I forgot to tighten my thing again.
Just a little bit tight to start again, Lee. You get legs stiffen up.
Yeah, so stop there. The good news, welcome to the 2019 Virgin Money London Marathon. You join us. Are you going to get some water going for me?
I'm going to get some water, yeah. Cheers.
We are coming up to 14 miles.
Yeah.
And the clock says 2:08.
Yeah.
That's about less than 5 minutes behind us.
I would say, yeah.
We've been running for just over 2 hours.
Yeah.
And had a bit of quite a long stop there, having a wee and checking the recorders. It's all looking good. But I did, as soon as I stopped running, I will say, Paul.
Yeah.
A little bit of asthma.
Really?
Stop being able to breathe. I think...
Is that usual?
Well, I was going to say, the weird thing is that because of parkrun, I started thinking of that as a sign that I'm going, woo!
Nice.
Burning up, pleasure at the fairground of the living. And I love the thought of coming home to you, even if I know we can make it. Going past another LucasAid station.
I don't really need that.
No. I don't like it, the way it makes it sticky underfoot. But
makes
good on
you,
them.
Makes you a bit sticky.
Major sponsors. Well done. People sitting on... Oh, sorry. People sitting on the wall.
Nice.
As you go into the Westbury Circus Underground roundabout.
Oh, so this is one of those nice underground bits.
Yeah, one year... They had big screens with video of yourself running past.
Oh, yeah.
Said, you've got this.
Yeah.
None of that this year.
Some people tend to walk you when there's no one watching.
Yeah, go. There's a woman with a blow-up naked man.
Oh, okay.
Good to see.
Who's she supporting?
She's at the wrong party.
Yeah. So this is... Some people are... noticeably slowing now, aren't they?
This is one of the biggest hills on the thing. You go up a hill here,
yeah,
and then we go back up it on the way back up.
Right.
It's not much of a hill, but you can see it here.
Yeah, yeah, you
probably
feel
the biggest one since that one at about 3 miles.
You feel it a little bit, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. You can probably hear it in this a little bit. So.
Just relaxing a bit as we go through.
Paul had something stuck to the bottom of his shoe after the Lucozade. But as soon as I got to the pavement, a total stranger said to me, with real proper concern in his eyes, said, you're right.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That
just
is what you get.
Looked after, you know.
Come on, Gibbo, looking good, bro. Come on, mate.
Also, it's worth remembering. I'd like to take you right back now to, do you remember first week of January when we went and did the park run together as a record?
Oh yeah.
And the nice thing about that was, because we were recording, we ran it a bit slow.
Yeah.
And then we're chatting away.
Yeah.
Overtaking people and stuff.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to think how irritating we were.
Yes.
And
here we are.
That's happening again.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
There's a man getting help from the ambulance before here. Hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to your left.
Oh, man.
There's no support here. It's just a long zigzag. Well, not zigzag. Hairpin.
Just fall over that.
Yeah.
Oh, that coming under that bridge there.
Past those drums.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge, yeah. That gets a bit teary.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Opening up on the left, the London Eye.
Last bit of water.
Waterloo Bridge, get your water.
Yeah. Last bit of water. Whee!
He's doing it.
Yeah, feeling good.
Very close.
Feeling good. Yeah. You okay?
Is it?
Yeah.
How far now?
Last mile and a half. Well, nearly two. Let's keep it honest. Eight laps.
Oh, that's running commentary.
Oh my God.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Go, Chris. Go, Chris. Well, we're past the worst of it.
Yeah. This is the second half now, right?
Yeah. We're in.
I can see Big Ben.
We're in it.
Roll on.
About six laps to go, innit? About six laps.
Really close.
Yeah. Really close.
Feels good.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's been
flown by. I know we're not there yet. But to here,
yeah,
it's flown by.
Yeah, it's amazing. Looking
hey!
Good.
Hey!
How you feeling?
How you
go? Not long to go. Gets quite exciting near the end. We're through the worst of it. Six laps of the track, we'll be home. It's brilliant. Bit of water.
Couple of bridges. Got Waterloo.
Yeah.
Then Hungerford. And we don't go on what we turn right at Westminster.
Yeah, yeah. Drop in. Here we go. Up, 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 up.
Your feet are hurting because you're kicking ass.
Hey!
Thank you, Marshall.
Well done, Kim.
Lights going red. Should we stop? Stop for the red light?
No.
Straight
all
through.
All systems are green.
Jumping it. All lights are green. All systems are
go. Yeah, let's go.
So off to a good start.
Hey!
Michael.
Hey! I tell you what, I can run as part of it. I get the music thing. When the music system kicks in, it does take you away, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just gives you that little jump.
Yeah. I just don't know whether I could handle the intensity for 26 miles.
Yeah. Well, but a lot of the time you ignore it as well.
Right.
It's just burbling away.
Right.
And then suddenly you think, oh, I need it.
Right.
And you flick to something that really works.
Right.
And up you go. It's like a carb gel.
Right.
But less timed and less likely to make you feel queasy.
Right.
Unless you've got a lot of Ed Sheeran on your playlist.
Here we go. Push, push, push.
She's about to come underwater.
Here
the
we
bridge.
Go.
Hello, the
Here
bridge.
Hello, the bridge.
Bridge.
On the bridge.
helicopters.
Please, helicopter coming for
Ronnie Coventry
at the end. Over.
Stop him before they get to the end.
Stop him at the end for quick frisk.
Over. Believed to have broken a BBC telephone.
We believe you are in contravention of the Attention to Equipment Act.
Also, also reported talking absolute bollocks in Poplar.
Talking nonsense.
Come on, baby, let's do it. I'm calling
me
man baby now.
Oh, okay.
Come on, mate. Looking good, looking good. Not long. Not long. Oh my God! Oh my God, I love you! Hey! Well done, mate. Well done. Well done, mate. Forty clicks, 40k. Come on, mate. Last 2k. Let's do it.
Coming up on Hungerford. Hungerford Bridge.
Five laps.
Five laps. Rolling down the road.
Yeah.
3:48 and a half on the clock.
But that's nearly. That's just over 3:40 in terms of running time.
Yeah, but you've been taking out toilet breaks. Is that really allowed?
I think so.
About to go past the last comedy club on the route.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and that's the last Parkinson's cheer is on the right.
Oh yeah.
I can't get my arms up. Do you think they heard me saying I can't get my arm up?
Yeah.
Alright, head for Big Ben. And when you get there, turn left.
Looking good, bruv. Keep going.
It was around this point last year, I saw my mum.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little cry. It's quite nice, because me and my mum don't really do that kind of thing normally.
Yeah. It's a big moment.
25 miles, Paul.
25. 25.
Push.
Here we go. Nice. I feel quite good going into the last mile. I mean, obviously I'm tired, but...
Yeah, we're not going to stop
tired.
Now, are we?
No.
I can see the turn.
Yeah.
See the Palace of Westminster ahead of us.
Yeah.
Ready to go hard right and get a bit bottlenecky.
Yeah.
And start counting down the metres. Pass. Oh yeah, there's the boat. Here's the Tattle Castle.
Yeah. Seen
come
many
back
a gig.
Tonight to do a gig. Two
many
gigs.
Gig. Alright, mate.
Kim's still with us somewhere.
This time when I was trying to beat three. You're so close. It's really quite...
Just hurts.
Quite dramatic, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Good. Do it for Parkinson's.
Quite scary.
Yeah.
Because 26 doesn't have a clock. So you don't know how fast you are.
Is your family here? When you did some tea, your family was around here, weren't they?
Your mate?
Your family was about
here.
Yeah.
I miss them.
Yeah. Fair dues.
Yeah.
From here
it's
I
not
can
about them.
No. Totally imagine that from here. Well, I missed mine, didn't I, when I was talking about it. Julia literally had to hit me with her sign. Ruga, it said.
Push.
And there's going to be a lot of people.
Here we go, mate. Here we go, last bit.
New Scotland Yard, over.
Yep, PAP. Want to
come to you, come past the police,
passing the yard, over.
Less than a mile.
Coming up the hill to Westminster Bridge.
Yeah. Nice. Working it. Well done.
I'm
nearly
a bit gassy.
There. Nearly there.
Nearly there, Rob Deering!
You haven't done it till you've done it.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well made.
Yeah.
But we have nearly
done it. You haven't run the old way till you run the old way.
You're being wise again.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta be in it to do it.
All right, Yoda. Do it. You haven't.
You're not gonna.
Until you
have. Not gonna win it, but you can do it. And everyone who does it wins it.
To a murdered wife. Wife to husband.
Go on, mate. Go on. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's finish this. Finish him.
Finish.
This is where.
Let's take it home. Come on.
Oh, I'll come on with it.
Come on, Mexico. Let's do it.
Go on, Parkinson's.
Let's do this.
Nearly there now.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I saw a guy clutching 2 pints of lager here once. I nearly grabbed him out of his hands. That's Big Ben. Yep. We've turned right.
We're on our way.
Coming through
in.
Parliament Square.
We're on our way in.
That leafiness up ahead of St James's Park.
Getting closer.
Hey! That was a good shout.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Come on, Rob! Come on, Paul! Churchill on the left, Whitehall on the right.
We're on that stage, bro. We're near the finish, but we'll never will.
Yeah.
Cheers, bruv!
We will.
Yeah.
Going past Michel Roux's restaurant, but
tidy style.
He didn't invite us this year, so
cheers, fellas. Thanks for that. Keeping it tidy, shuffling through. Yep.
Yep. Yards rather than miles now.
Yep. Push. Yeah, this is great. Yes.
Policeman.
Here we go. Push.
1K to go, right. The sign says.
Yeah.
And we're passing.
That's doable.
It.
That is very doable.
We're passing that K.
Two and a half laps.
Now.
Yep.
Birdcage walk.
Yep.
Less than a kilometre to go.
Doing well.
Looking good.
Looking good, mate.
Yes. Spider-Man up ahead.
Oh, yeah.
At least I hope he is.
Some people getting a bit of a burst on. It's about this time last year, 2 years ago, I overtook the sub-3 pacer.
Yeah.
That was a big...
That's a good moment.
Big moment. Yeah.
I honestly think that running with you, these 200-metre signs can't quite telescope as far apart as they sometimes
800,
do.
Oh, yeah. 800. Last two laps.
800, kids.
Seb Coe did this in 1 minute and 41 seconds.
Yeah, let's not do that.
In Rieti in 1981.
Bottleneck road crosses.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. Here we go. Smoothing it out. Smooth finish.
Yep.
Finishing strong.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're doing well.
I was thinking of New York.
Oh, yeah. Only on your big finish.
Much more broken than this, yeah. And I was going well by now, so
yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah.
St. James Park, looking lovely in Leith.
Hey!
Come
looking
on.
Good, mate. Let's do it, let's take it in.
I'm trying not to read these signs out till we get to them.
600, yeah.
You just did it, you did it, you said it. I thought Spider-Man was more slight than this. 600 metres to go.
600 to go. Here we go. Lap and a half.
Go on, Spidey. There's a camera coming up. Oh yeah. Look through the trees, I can see Buckingham Palace.
Here we go.
400 metres to go means we're about to pass 26.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marshals.
Thank you, Marshal. Thank you, all the Marshals.
Every last Marshal.
Yeah.
Cold breeze feels good. We're turning right.
400
metres to go.
Right. This is a nice bit. This is a good bit.
Well, it's a bit late, the nice bit. No, it's been lovely. It's been great.
This is good. I do like turning the corner.
Yeah. This bridge is the 26-mile bridge.
Here we go. Into the finish. Here we go. Push.
Smooth finish. We're gliding in. It's a glide. Yeah. It's never too late.
Morning,
this
Queen.
Great. You turn the corner, it's wicked. Yeah. This is great. 200.
Can you see the finish line yet?
No, not yet.
Not quite.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. I feel
not
sorry
yet.
For our Spider-Man.
Not yet.
200 metres to go. There's the finish line.
Nice. Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
left.
Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. Are we putting on a wee burst of pace? Like, not massive, but there's a suggestion of an increase in tempo.
I want that. We dwarves are very good over short distances. Feel good.
Yeah,
pace feels
great.
Good. Loosens
feels
up the
great.
Legs.
Feels great.
Saw that parkrun practice.
Yeah. This is brilliant. Oh. Oh. Come on, mate. Let's do it.
Keep it left.
Looking good. Well played,
Lennon
fella. Let's
coming
do
in. Heading for the finish line over.
Yeah, this is it.
Where is he?
Good fun.
Ah!
Good fun. What a laugh.
Well, yeah.
What a grace.
Well done, everyone.
Well played, fella.
Well done, compadre.
Yeah, good fun, mate. Yeah. Good fun. Someone's been really sick over there. He's had sweet corn.
I think there's a unicorn puking there.
Yeah.
Quite literally. Some guys with the green caps missed us there.
Yeah.
They
Let's
wanted to interview
water.
Us. They
Let's
missed
get
us.
Some water.
Let's wrap this up.
We should have.
Hey!
Well played, fella.
Bloody hell. Well
yeah, good fun. Yeah, good laugh.
Nicely done. We got him before the rain comes. We're feeling good. I think, well, we don't know yet. We've got to check.
Yeah, of course.
Hey! Nicely done.
Of course. Let's get our medals on for the thing.
Come on, medals.
There you go, mate. Take care. Thank you so much. Cheers, love. Thank you. Cheers. Come on, that's
all right,
it.
Let's
come
get
on,
out of here.
Let's do it.
Thanks, everyone.
So, got Rob. One. Yeah, tell you what. I forgot how totally engulfing the event is. It just
I think
takes
it's important to share
along,
that. I really felt that, you know.
It wasn't like a... I thought it might be a platform for loads of really funny stories and a range of subjects about loads of different things. But in fact, it was just... It took everything, didn't it?
It's a process of stripping away and stripping away and stripping away.
Yeah.
And then I would love to hear that last episode, but it's like a sound picture, really, isn't it?
A bit of a sound cloud, but good fun.
Absolutely.
Good fun. Are you going to get a photo, are you?
We love you, listeners.
No, we absolutely.
Other runners.
It was great. Runners. It was
and, great. Thank you, Paul Tonkinson.
Yeah, it was great.
It was
we got
special.
Through it.
It was easy.
Yeah, it was a lot easier.
It went easy.
It's a lot easier in company without a shadow of doubt. Yeah.
All right, keep in touch.
Yeah, tell us how you got on. Are we going to turn them off? What?
Yeah, let's do it. With Paul Tonkinson and Rob Deering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.